From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. Now, which is more upsetting, finding out that your fiancé is a transvestite or that Jerry Springer might run for the United States Senate next year? Well, for some Ohio Democrats, it's a tough call. But Springer, who hopes to take on Republican incumbent George Voinovich, argues that voters should not confuse him with his program, which may have its flaws, but he says at least it isn't responsible for a sour economy or the ongoing violence in Iraq. From member station WKSU in Kent, Ohio, Vincent Duffy reports.
The self-proclaimed king of trash talk TV has been on the campaign trail for months, trying to figure out if he can overcome this image.
Welcome to the show. Please meet Mario. He says his secret will make his fiance go berserk. Mario, what's going on?
Well, Jerry, I'm here to tell my fiance that for the past 10 months, I've been prostituting myself.
Have you had any customers?
Springer is not new to Ohio politics. He was vice mayor of Cincinnati in the 70s, but resigned after police discovered a check he wrote to a prostitute. Years later, he was elected to the city council and eventually became mayor. During his years as an outrageous TV host, he never lost his political bug and populist style. His stump speech calls for eliminating the payroll tax for the poor and providing free college plans for math and science majors. In a recent speech to Ohio Young Democrats, Springer said the poor and middle class are being hurt by the Bush economy, while the rich take care of their own with tax cuts.
What I want to say to the United States senators and to the administration, excuse me, sir, what program in your life is going to have to be cut? Are you suddenly going to have to do without doctors? What's being cut for them? Nothing in their lives. They'll still have doctors, they'll still have education, they'll still have vacations, they'll still have the country clubs, they have everything. Plus, they get a check in the mail. Tens of thousands.
A recent University of Cincinnati poll found that Springer had a 71% unfavorable rating among Ohio voters. Lisa Reedy says she would never vote for him.
I think it's ridiculous. I think the only reason why he might even stand a chance is because people know his name.
James Gage agrees.
Would you really, really want to vote for somebody who had this, like, show that was just exploiting people, this, that, and the other? You know, I kind of see Jerry Springer not a good idea to me.
But Springer says these voters are reacting to the show, not to him as a person or a candidate.
Hate the show. I think it's silly. I've said I think it's stupid. Obviously, people love it. A lot of people hate it. But you know what? My show didn't shut down one school, close one plant, deny any person in America health insurance, turn our economy into a downward spiral. My show didn't send anybody to Iraq. It's an absolutely irrelevant subject to how we're going to fix America.
Springer believes his name recognition and charisma can help revitalize Ohio's demoralized Democratic Party. Republicans control both U.S. Senate seats, the governor's mansion, every statewide office, and the legislature. The Democrats need a savior, and their only declared candidate thus far is State Senator Eric Fingerhut from Cleveland. Fingerhut thinks nominating Springer would be bad for the party.
I think it's a serious mistake if this party were to say to the voters of Ohio that our vision of the future is Jerry Springer. I think that we will be a laughingstock. I think they will reject not only Jerry, but they will reject all Democratic candidates that will drag all of us down in 2004. I think it would be a mistake of historic proportions.
State Republican leaders and the Voinovich campaign have no official response to a potential Springer campaign. But other Republicans, like State Representative John Hagan, says it would be a mistake to take Springer lightly.
He could very well bring out a lot of people who haven't voted in past elections, and it should be a concern for the Republican Party that he would have that potential as a candidate.
In addition to the speeches, Springer's campaign is conducting polls and focus groups to see if he can overcome what they call the clutter of the show. Springer says he will make a formal announcement by the end of the month. For NPR News, I'm Vincent Duffy in Kent, Ohio.